Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Austin Corks at the center. How far do you hit that one, Andre? Look out wherever you are. What a home run. It's 3-2. That ball went more than 450 feet, I would guess, Tim.
Well, all you have to do is watch the reaction of Ken Griffey Jr. I'll tell you, Roger the Rocket Clemens was aptly named after that pitch. What a rocket.
All right, Joe, we got a special guest on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Baseball Hall of Famer, I believe 2010. Andre Dawson going to join us here, plus Miami native. We should throw that in there first. Andre, good morning. Thanks for the time. Always appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Andre, great having you, buddy. Thank you. It always seems like, I know, you can say it, we always have you around the Hall of Fame, man. I know it's a terrible habit, and but we can't help ourselves. Hey, wanted to get your thoughts on nobody getting in yesterday. Were you surprised? Did you think Schilling, Bonds, or Clemens might get in yesterday?
Well, I did think that there was a chance that Schilling might get in based on is 70% of the vote the previous year. Bonds and Clemens, I still feel that, you know, it's not going to happen for them. You know, when you think about nobody getting in, that's a rare occasion when it comes to the Hall of Fame selection. But I do feel that, you know, perhaps Clemens, Bonds, again, it's going to be a no-brainer for the most part. Most of the steroid guys that are coming up, it's going to be real tough for them to get in. And I do feel that now Schilling has probably hurt his cause. I heard kind of out of the blue that he requested to be removed from the ballot next year. I think that's a huge, huge mistake.
Right.
Considering, you know, some of his comments post-career. But, you know, we'll have to sit back, wait and see what happens. But no, to my surprise, with no one getting in, but I did feel that Schilling did have an outside shot based on what he accomplished with the voting last year.
Andre, we have David Ortiz and A-Rod coming up next, two guys that have also been accused. They have used PEDs. Where do we go with all these guys? At some point, all these guys that put up all these monster numbers, will times change? Will the new writers get in? Do you expect these guys to get in? What do you think happens with this group?
Well, the group is kind of across the board when it comes to the steroid topic. A-Rod is, he admitted, and he tested positive.
Right.
So chances are he won't get in. There's just speculation with Ortiz. Ramirez won't get in. So, you know, the writers, even though they've softened to a degree, I just think, in all honesty, there are maybe perhaps some guys that are steroid users, or were steroid users, who are already in the Hall of Fame. But in order to protect the integrity of what the Hall represents, at some point you have to really address how do we handle this issue with known individuals.
Yeah.
others to make sure that, you know, they don't get in. And I think that's the direction that we'll see.
I guess the other part of this, Andre, is how all you guys feel about it. All the guys that are in the Hall of Fame, that have been in the Hall of Fame. How is it, kind of a divided group, or do you think most of those guys don't want the PED guys in?
Well, there have been numerous private discussions among the living Hall of Famers, and it's, you know, been both privately and publicly, and they do not condone the players that were the known users, and they've gone so far as to say that they want support that particular stage in the event that there's an induction. So we, I think, as a collective group, have really taken a stance with this. And like I say, we're just, you know, going to see what happens in the future. And then at that point, I think we'll address it further.
Andre, we've had a lot of discussion this morning about this topic, obviously, about guys not getting in. And you know whose name keeps popping up also for another reason is Pete Rose. Of not being in the Hall of Fame because of the gambling stuff. Do you think is there a better chance of Pete Rose getting in before some of these steroid era guys? Like, will we ever be a day where Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame?
It's a very, very tough question to answer because of the unknown fact of what evidence has been garnished with Pete Rose. I do feel, you know, because the Hall is it's a museum of the collective history of a player's career. That's what it is. And it's mainly based on numbers, even though there's a lot of parameters, a lot of intangibles that require you to become a Hall of Fame or to be Hall of Fame worthy. So I've always felt that Pete Rose was a Hall of Famer. Again, I don't know what evidence there is against Pete Rose. But based on his accomplishments during the course of his career, there's still an intangible that comes with what he was accused of, and that's gambling. So that's kept him out of the Hall of Fame. And if he does present down the road the opportunity to get into the Hall of Fame, I think he would have more of a better case to get in, as opposed to guys that, you know, played the game for selfish reasons, that have obscured the numbers of the game itself, and who did it basically for selfish reasons.
Yeah. Hey, Andre, got to ask you, we just lost Hammer and Hank, one of the great players of all time, Hank Aaron. Last time we had John, I was telling everybody, we were talking this morning about your relationship being in part of that special club, that Hall of Fame, around Hank Aaron, and everybody just admired the guy, what he had gone through growing up as a baseball player, where it started and going through as he got the record. You got any great memories of any stories with Hank? I know you spent some time with him.
I spent a little bit of time with Hank. It's funny, he was one of those individuals when, you know, he came into the room, everything got quiet.
Right.
And you could see guys getting, you know, giddy, and they didn't really know what to say. And Hank was, he was sort of a gentle giant. To me, he was really bigger than life. You know, he's an individual that I aspired and looked up to and was a hero of mine growing up. And, you know, as much as you like to think that he had a hand in setting the model to follow going forward, he was just, you know, a Hall of Fame human being. And I can recall going to the Hall of Fame for my induction, and I usually, the inductee gets there a day or two before all of the other guys get in. And when I checked into the Otisaga, I went out on the balcony to have lunch with my wife and my two kids. And who was sitting there? Hank and his wife, Billy.
Wow.
And I asked my son, I said, "Do you know who that is?" And he said, "No, Dad." And I said, "Come on, I'm going to get up and go introduce him to you."
Wow.
And introduce you to him. And I walked over and I said, Hank, hi, this is my son, Darius. He wanted to meet you. And Hank shook his hand, smiled, and he said, are you going to be like your father? And my son didn't know what to say. And he said, I don't know. I hope so. And from that instance, I could see, you know, how his face lit up because I had talked to him about Hank Aaron and how he was a hero of mine growing up. And at that point, Hank just said, you know, if, you know, you, it's only the four of you, you're more than welcome to come over and join us at our table. And, that, you know, that's who he was.
Wow.
He was so quiet, soft-spoken, to the point that you just didn't know what to say to him once you, you know, was in his presence. And, wow, you're talking about a huge loss. You got to put him up there with the cultural icons of any sport. I'm talking about, you know, guys that played at the upper echelon of athletes at any sport. And that's, you know, how I look at Hank Aaron.
Yeah, man, that's great. Andre, last time we had John, I still remember you talked about doing a really good job through the years of making sure you're able to get some stuff from some of the greats. Please tell me you have some Willie Mays or Hank Aaron stuff that you're able to get signed. I know it's kind of awkward when great player asks another great player for something. Did you do it? Did you get either one of those guys to sign something?
I don't have any game used equipment. I do have, you know, autographed baseballs. I did this, though. I went the route of having their paintings on jerseys of theirs, and I had them to autograph the jerseys.
Wow.
So I do have autographed jerseys of both of those players.
You know, I was shocked, Andre. Did you see Willie Mays and Hank Aaron played like in 23 All-Star games together? Is it? I was like, what? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, unfathomable. I mean, Hank, pretty much making the All-Star team every year he played. And that's incredible.
That's like...
And I look at some of the numbers that are thrown around, and it's crazy. You know, first of all, to be able to play that long, injury-free, and to go out and be a model of consistency.
Right.
You know, you shake your head, and that's why you're talking about the greatest run producer ever to play the game. You know, this guy, he was just mega.
Hey, Andre, we could have put him just, if you wanted to make everything fair, we could have put Willie and Hank on that Montreal cement you played on for years.
Wow.
I shouldn't be laughing, man. I wouldn't wish that on my ex-wife being up there on that stuff, man. That's tough, man.
I wouldn't do that either.
Hey, if you're in today's game, like, listen, man, I ain't playing on this stuff. I've been here 2 years. You see how good I am. Get me out of here, man. Oh, Andre, you're too much, man. That's great stuff. Andre, thank you, man. We really appreciate you spending some time. Hey, did your reality show take off? Did you get that reality thing going or not? I saw they might be doing something.
Well, they were writing it, and it's not really me. It's based on the character. The character is based on a simulation of, you know, I guess an athlete
yeah.
that reached Hall of Fame worthy, and then he takes over a funeral home. Well, it's in the final stages of writing. I think CBS has the project now. I don't know anything.
All right, I think we lost Andre because there's only one final question, and we want to thank Andre for coming on. The only thing I had for Andre was, are you getting paid for this? That's all. There was only one last thing is make sure if you have him, we'll just say goodbye to him real quickly here, and we'll check here. We just got to get him to say goodbye. We don't get Andre Dawson a lot on the show, one of the great players to ever come out of South Florida. And
that's right.
Just a real, real class act, but we did lose him, so I don't know if we're going to get him back here or not. We're trying real quickly here because we still follow the format while we're doing it, Zach. We never lose track
of
the format.
Do. Come on.
So, anyway.
Mr. Format, Joe Rose.
Yeah, no question about it. So, we're getting him back here. Andre, we lost you, man, for just a second. The only question I had for you left is, are you going to get paid? That's the only big thing is. I'm glad they're doing it. on the funeral and your story. But as long as there's a check for you, that's the most important thing, Andre.
Well, there's a contract that has been set out, and a public relations guy has it as another guy in the industry that's reviewing it. And we'll get back to CBS and move forward with it. So I'm just, you know, I'm grateful that they went this direction. It wasn't something I would have ever reached out to anyone in regards to. But remember now, it's a fictional drama, so you never know what direction they're going to go with these things. that's the scary part about it.
They might have Andre Dawson as some wild guy. I'm going, that's not Andre Dawson. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Right. So if it does take off, I'll be watching this with sweaty palms and a lot of nervousness because, again, you don't know what direction they go with this kind of thing.
Andre, it's great talking to you, man. It's been a while. Really appreciate it. You stay safe, my friend. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you, guys, for having me. Listen, call me sometime. Maybe we can have some lunch and talk about old times.
I would love that, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a hold of you to set that up, and I'm going to pick the tab up. I've been stealing money for years, Andre.
Whoa,
I'll take it. Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. All right, man.
Take care. Stay safe, guys.
All right.
See ya. Andre Dawson, Hall of Famer, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hot. Look at you. A lunch date and picking up.
Oh, don't worry. Woody's all excited because he just wants something signed. You guys, it's just.
Of course he does. Right?
He goes, oh, my family's in Chicago. They're like, I go, hey, man, really? We're having a guy. Right. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. On time, man. Just like Chevy. South Florida Chevy dealers on time right now. Boy, they're on time with what they got here in 2021 right now that's going to have you all fired up. So let me get this right. Your lease is up. You're looking for something new. You've outgrown your vehicle, car, truck, or SUV. I'm waving to you. You can't see it, but come on down to your South Florida Chevy dealers. You are going to love the new Tahoes and the new Silverados. And not just that, our midsize SUVs like the new Traverse, the new Equinox SUV, the new Chevy Blazer have never look better. Listen, man, we know you're going to fall in love. You're going to love what you see. Silverado trucks. If we don't make a truck that fits your working and your personal needs, then nobody will, man. I'm telling you right now, 2021, the best overall products we've ever had, and we want to show them off to you. Plan on spending some time with us at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Let me go through the list. Something that looks great. Yeah, of course. That's number one. Something you can afford every month. Yep. More space for the family? We got you, even in midsize SUVs like ever before. Wait a sec. What's the other? Oh, safety features. We got it all for you. Hey, plan on spending a little time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.